Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, the dust has settled from the 2025 NFL draft. The Dallas Cowboys now looking to get into spring training camps and OTAs, and our sights are set on training camp as well in Oxnard. Let's put this thing together. Welcome to the Love of the Star podcast. I'm Eric Chiafalo with the G-Bag Nation alongside the Super Bowl winning scout, Brian Broaddus. How's the recovery been post-draft, Broaddus? I feel like you're already just you bounce back. Like, this is just, your body knows when it's draft time. You're a different
player. Oh, no. Yeah. No, there's no problem. Absolutely. This is something you kind of understand. It's strange how much work you put into it and then how quickly it all just ends. It's very much reminiscent to when you're like on a playoff run in, you know, with your team and, you know, you're used to the rhythm of the season and then you get in the playoffs. You know, and unfortunately for the Cowboys, we're all too well, the sudden just halt of action. And that's kind of where it is. You get to take a step back and try and kind of evaluate where you're at. And, you know, I think this football team, and I think you and I are going to get into this, is, you know, in that mode of still trying to look to add some players. I think the big story right now is, you know, what are they going to do at wide receiver?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to get into that right here. We'll talk about the rookies coming in and how they fit into this year's team. And then, of course, we'll get to the mailbag, Dean Julia mailbag, and answer some questions from our fantastic listeners. So let's go ahead and start there with the receiver stuff, though, Broaddus. I know during draft weekend there were reports that the Cowboys were making calls to an AFC North team. We think it's George Pickens. Maybe Rashad Bateman of the Ravens was a part of those conversations. But now we hear the news that they're interested in maybe an Amari Cooper return. There's still Keenan Allen out there. Maybe there's some other trades to workshop. We know Detroit and Jameson Williams, that was kind of something that was thrown out that maybe he would be available. Where do you think they stand right now? There's no way, right, that they're comfortable with the receiver room as is going into training camp, correct?
Well, talking to the people in the organization, and this was actually like day two of the draft, you know, we were trying to kind of formulate, okay, is there a receiver on that board that they might like? You know, they never went that route. And then post-draft, it was like, okay, the word is that you guys are in the trade market. And you know, last week, even pre-draft, the names of Jameson Williams and Pickens and those guys, you know, I saw where the Detroit general manager, Holmes, put a statement out, hey, we're not trading Williams. But trust me, there were the conversations among the gang, my gang of seven, which are guys and gals around the league in these organizations, were talking about Jameson Williams, and they were talking about, oh, well, possibly a third round pick. And so, you know, these were just conversations that were being had. I appreciate the fact that they stepped out and said, no, maybe not. We're not going to do this. But I think the fact that a general manager comes out and says that, I still call. I still make those calls. And I think this is where, when I was talking to folks over at the Cowboys, you know, I was specifically asking about a couple of different receivers, and they were like, no, we're looking at a lot of receivers. You know, it's not just, you know, one receiver, two receivers. We're looking at a lot of receivers. And so I think they realize, you know, when they lost Teteroa McMillan, that, you know, that maybe there was going to be an opportunity to grab another one down the road. But the way that their board was set up, there was clearly a division between the top receiver and then maybe where the second best receiver or the third best receiver or the fourth best receiver was. So, you know, for them to add, you know, an edge and then add, you know, the guard, add the corner, you know, it was clearly they had pivoted in some ideas. So, you know, I applaud them for drafting their board. But, yeah, I believe they're still in the mode of trying to. Now, you have to determine is the value of the player is, you know, where is Amari Cooper's value as opposed to Keenan Allen's value as opposed to the value of a trade. You know, I know on our show yesterday on the G-Bag Nation, you know, Zach Wolchek brought up DJ Moore from Chicago, you know, and that's a pretty expensive, you know, price that you would pay, you know, and then you'd have to pay and then have the draft capital to be able to do that. But the quality of the player is, you know, you could sit there and get mad and say, huh, God, I wouldn't do that. And then, but then you're getting mad for the Cowboys not having a second receiver, you know? And so, you know, there's a lot going on to these things. So, you know, you just, if you're willing to go out there and get one of the best receivers, you're going to have to pay and you're probably going to have to give premium draft capital, but you might be just totally comfortable playing with Amari Cooper, you know, and you hope that the relationship that Amari and Dak have is good enough for you to get it done.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think right now that makes the most sense. Moving on from a draft pick, obviously if you're getting a premium player and it's like, hey, this is a surefire DJ Moore style type number two wide receiver, you know, that could be sort of a different story. But when you have guys like Amari Cooper and even Keenan Allen still out there, to me, that makes the most sense. And I love the way they went about their draft. You mentioned it. I mean, they took who they felt was the best player available at each one of their selections, and all the positions that they took were needs. I mean,
yes,
they had a plethora of needs. We know that there was sort of the core four: running back, receiver, defensive tackle, and corner. But you needed a Zach Martin replacement, and to me, guard is a premium position in the NFL now. The offensive line is a premium unit, and so I have no problem with the way they went going Booker there in the second round instead of reaching for a running back or a receiver that you liked but maybe didn't love. You get another premium position edge rusher, a guy that many thought was a first-round player. And then in the third round, a huge need at corner, great value with Revelle. So I love the way they did it. I think the only second guess special you can have, for me at least, is still, okay, you could have had the wide receiver out of Utah State, right? Jalen Royals in the fourth round.
Yeah, they probably did not like Royals as much. See, this is the disadvantage that we have as media scouts. We evaluate, say you take Dane Brugler's list or Pro Football Focus's list or whatever list you work off of, you know, did they like Royals more than we did? And we're talking about the names and stuff like that. You know, Royals is going to be a fine player. But this is where it kind of goes back to the running back discussions that we have in day three. And I'm throwing out, well, Martinez from Miami. Boy, I'd love to have had Martinez. Well, then you get kind of the whisper saying, we really didn't like Martinez. So, you know, we don't know. I mean, I loved Royals. I thought Martinez in the seventh round or Krosky Merritt, who went to, you know, the Commanders right behind you, I thought would have been excellent picks. You know, but that's my board. You know, I always talk about how selfish I am this time of year. I want them to draft my players, but they don't always like my players. Matter of fact, if you look at Booker, I've been his 37th best player on my board. There are others that I would have taken over Booker. Matter of fact, I had Jackson over Booker, the Ohio State guard. But you know what? I understand what they were doing, and they follow their board that way. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Guard was a need. But I know this is the hard part about being the media scout is, yeah, give me Royals. I've done mock drafts where I had Royals, the wide receiver, going in the third round to the Cowboys. And, you know, you get the hint, well, we really didn't like that guy that much. So that's cool. But there are names that media scouts really, really want them to take, and teams are just going, no, your board sucks, you know? So that's what you kind of deal with right there.
Yeah, absolutely. And Royals ends up in Kansas City, and that's probably a great fit for him.
Yeah, there you go. Kansas City liked him more maybe than Dallas did. Yeah.
But you would have, obviously, you would have rather not traded for Jonathan Mingo, kept your fourth round pick, and drafted a guy like Royals, right? Like,
But this is where they differ from us again.
Right.
And this seems to be a trend that they are more willing, and you wonder, is there going to be a time where they learn that, and if Mingo turns into to a bust for them, and you could.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You could say that Trey Lance was really a bust for the Cowboys. I mean, they took a swing, they missed. They struck out on Trey Lance. So he moves on. Now here's Mingo. Same song, second verse. You give up a pick for a player like, had a high grade on Mingo, had a one, you know, a second round grade, like a 120, high second round grade. Okay, you trade for him. And to his... And you have to give him a little bit of a pass, I think. He hadn't had a good ball thrown to him yet since he's been with the Cowboys. So, you know, we'll see if Mingo comes in and is everything that they think as a second round pick, then we'll all like acknowledge, hey, that was a great use of a fourth round pick. But yeah, I would have loved to have that. You know, I would love to have had that. You know, that pick, maybe, you know, I think where they could have maybe grabbed the wide receiver there. There were a couple other positions, but, you know, but that's how they feel, and not how, you know, we can only evaluate what they do when it works or it doesn't work. If it works, then you're kind of like, I'm on various platforms going, you know what? They were absolutely right about Mingo. Big body receiver, caught the ball well, plays well in traffic. Boy, look at him as a blocker, physical in the run game. You know, boy, a problem to bring down. The jury's still out on that. The jury's completely out on that. And if he ends up being a bust, then you hope that, you know, I'll say this. I applaud of them trying. I applaud. Maybe the evaluation of it is poor. You know, I am all about trying to make your team better at whatever means you can. But I'm also about, like, listen, if this is not working, if we keep sending fourth round picks off and these players come back and we get nothing out of it, then that's troubling to me. So we'll keep that in mind. Yeah, you're absolutely right to your question. Love to have had the fourth, would have loved to have drafted Royals. Maybe they didn't think Royals was as good as that I thought or Kansas City thought.
When it comes to Amari Cooper, obviously things didn't end super well with his time there in Dallas. Do you think there are sort of some sponsors in there, people advocating for Amari? Like, I wonder what that dynamic is between him and the organization.
Yeah, I think there's some people that are absolutely talking about Amari Cooper because, as you mentioned very early in this podcast, he kind of fits what they're thinking about. Maybe this is a $5 to $8 million player and not a $13 to $15 million player. You know, maybe, but there was clearly some problems between Amari Cooper and Mike McCarthy. Clearly there were problems. You know, clearly there were problems with the front office, with, you know, the whole thing. We were going through a difficult time, this pandemic. Pandemic football was not fun for anybody, you know, and you know, people, I'm not sitting here, you know, standing on the table that you should get vaccinated, you shouldn't get vaccinated. That's not the idea. I'm here talking about football. But people make choices, and I support choices. I really, really do. But, you know, when you start to feel like that maybe you lost a couple of games because of his lack of availability, that turns into a personal thing. And, you know, you look at, there was a time when Dallas lost a game in Kansas City where if he was playing, they needed a little more offense. They could have probably won that game. Lost the game against the Raiders on Thanksgiving. Could have won that game. A little bit more offense. You know, so if your player's out because, you know, in the front office, I think made it a little personal there. So to me, I think it's kind of water under the bridge. You know, you got to find a way to make things work. And you cannot deny, if you're Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones, Will McClay, you cannot deny the fact that Amari Cooper was an effective wide receiver for your quarterback. You can't. Hey, I know Amari Cooper as a player with Dak Prescott. I don't know Mingo as a player with Dak Prescott. So if you're telling me that I can get a guy in here that has a great rapport with the quarterback and his abilities, sign me up for that.
Yeah. And I know a lot of Cowboys fans, at least on our show in the G-Bag Nation, when we talked about it, getting the text feedback, a lot of people are likening it to bringing back a Jason Witten or bringing back an Ezekiel Elliott. And I don't think it is fair to
look. Oh, you mean saying not that he's not going to play, that he's not going to play?
Washed up.
Sure, you know? Sure. Okay. But is it the same fan base, Eric, that's also doesn't want you to give up a premium pick to go get a guy? Right.
Right.
And they're like,
right,
why are you giving up a third round pick? Why are you giving up a second round pick? Why don't, haven't you learned your lesson yet? What's your problem? You know, yeah, I could bitch and moan and complain about Amari Cooper and watch the tape and say, man, he's just not the same guy. I get that, you know, but don't be the fan base also too, that when they give up a pick, when they take a big swing at a guy like Mingo and you're like, well, God, I wouldn't have done that. Well, then what do you want them to do? What do you want them not to just not to try, or what? You see, we're trying to kind of have our cake and eat it here. Oh, we don't want them to give up a premium pick, but we also don't want them not to, you know, have a great receiver. It's hand in hand. You go out and you get a guy and you give up a premium pick because he is that type of guy. Now, Dallas has given up premium picks on guys that haven't played out well. Maybe that's the problem. That's what you should be complaining about. But, you know, the fact that if you're complaining about Amari Cooper, that it's not good enough, then okay, well, how about this? I'm going to turn around and give up next year's three or next year's two and go get a real guy. Are we okay with that? You know, and there's some people that'll say, well, wait a minute now. Oh, maybe, no, maybe not. I'm not, you know. We can't do both, folks. We can't do both. Either you're going to swing and miss, or you're going to swing and hit a home run. That's kind of where this whole wide receiver thing is, you know. And if Mingo is a bust, we'll call it out as a bust, and hopefully they learn their lesson from that. But the fact that you're bitching about Amari Cooper and like he's washed and all that stuff, what do you want them to do? Give the premium pick or take Amari Cooper? It's your choice.
Yeah, I think Amari Cooper is an immediate upgrade over Mingo and Tolbert and the guys that you have. And
for right now, he is. For right now, he would be. Yeah.
And if you're getting him for less than $10 million, I think it's a no-brainer. So there it is. Some wide receiver conversation. We'll have more wide receiver questions in the Dean Julia mailbag coming up. This is the Love of the Star podcast, and Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.